All right. Thanks to the NPR News and to Rob Lori for another edition of Radioactivity at its new time, 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Duncan Strauss, and speaking of new slots, this is Talking Animals, and it's new time, now airing every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to noon. Addressing perhaps the first question first, for those of you wondering about where you can now hear Alan Watts, those shows will begin airing soon on The Source, WNF's HD3 channel. And I'll report the specifics of those broadcasts as soon as they are finalized. Meanwhile, to paraphrase the Stones, please allow me to introduce or reintroduce myself. Talking Animals is a show about animals and animal issues that features animal songs, animal comedy, animal news and announcements, a quiz feature, Name That Animal Tune, and one or more guest interviews, which today will involve Jason Reibel, whose new book, Fear of the Animal Planet, The Hidden History of Animal Resistance, examines captive and performing animals, their escapes and attacks on their trainers and handlers, pegged to the fact that Ringling Brothers Circus opens its Tampa engagement today. First, though, as always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune, a musical mission statement of sorts here at Talking Animals. This is Nico Case with I'm an Animal here on Talking Animals. Case with I'm an animal tune very much to ease us into today's edition of Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. For more information about the show, which we launched in California in 2003, and details about past guests as well as archives and iTunes podcasts, I invite you to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with today's guest, Jason Reibel, whose new book, Fear of the Animal Planet, The Hidden History of Animal Resistance, explores the world of captive and performing animals from the standpoint of their escapes and attacks on their trainers, handlers, and others. For instance, circus elephants who trample, gore, or otherwise attack their trainers, often blowing by other folks to do so. Since Talking Animals' inception, we've always devoted programs, one or more each year, to spotlighting the plight of the animals who work for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, pegged to Ringling Brothers' local engagement, wherever that might be. And today is no exception, as Ringling's Tampa engagement does open tonight locally. So we'll likely frame part of our conversation with Jason Reibel around Ringling's animals and incidents with those animals. We'll find out more about Reibel's assertion that these animals are acting with considered intent, that they are asserting their own desires for freedom or revenge and other interesting aspects covered in the book when we speak with Jason Reibel in a few moments here on Talking Animals. And as usual, welcome your questions and comments at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. Also, a little bit later in the show, we'll step into the Comedy Corner, play Name That Animal Tune. The winner will receive a copy of the new Nellie Mackay CD. And we'll have a very brief chat with Brian Wilson of the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida, one of the groups staging protests of Ringling's local performances, starting tonight, both the shows and the protests. Right now, though, I'm pleased to present the full-length Animal News and Announcements segment, a more detailed look at items of interest in animal news, as well as announcements of events, something we just didn't have time for in the half-hour version. So let's turn now to interesting and or notable developments in animal news. Typically, these are local, regional, national, sometimes international stories of note we want to call attention to. We also want to get your comments, which you can share on the air instantly by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing dj@wmnf.org. So let's talk turkey, as it were. Produced by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department, let's get started. First of all, very locally, the St. Pete Times Forum, the front page of the Tampa Bay section. Big, big picture of National Circus Chaplain Jerry Hogan blessing 8 female Asian elephants that are part of, that's right, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Hogan blessed both the animals as well as all the people who will travel with the Ringling Brothers Circus. And that's great. That's great. So anyways, you might want to check that out, and we'll probably get into that with one or the other or both of our guests. I mean, I do have to begrudgingly acknowledge that Ringling is incredibly shrewd when it comes to marketing and media. And, you know, this kind of picture you could see probably on the front page of a newspaper or a section of a newspaper any day USA. So, yikes. All right, I'm sure you've heard about the Arkansas birds and with that weird thing of over 5,000 lifeless birds falling from the sky, and then of course they found the massive fish die-off. So they're still researching, and there's still all kinds of reporting on it. There's the disagreement of the causes, everything from fireworks, lightning strikes, other things. Like suspicions are rising, but that's in the absence of any definitive answer. So definitely an odd occurrence there in Arkansas, on land and or sky and sea, I guess. And noted this from UPI: growing body of U.S. laws treating pets as family members rather than mere property, lawyers say. One example is a Maryland family suing police for shooting their Labrador retriever during a raid, the Baltimore Sun reports. And in 2009, the state legislature let owners establish trust to care for their pets, like children, after they die. Quote, the common law is that a dog is just chattel, a piece of property that's easily replaced, attorney Rebecca Lusk told The Sun. People focusing on animal law are saying the courts need to see animals as not just a replacement piece of property. Pet custody cases are rising, too. In July, a Maryland judge ordered a divorcing couple to share custody of their dog. Law schools are now offering courses in animal welfare, pet trust, veterinary malpractice, endangered species protections, pet custody, links between animal cruelty and violent behavior, and animals' legal standing. Quote, judges are no longer laughing these issues out of court, said Alan Nemeth, who teaches animal law at the University of Baltimore. It's become more legitimate, even in divorce cases. That's a big change, and it has been happening across the country. Something else from today's St. Pete Times, although it's actually a New York Times piece from a couple of days earlier carried in the St. Pete's Times, but it's a column, a piece by Hal Herzog, who is professor of psychology at Western Carolina University and is the author of the book Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat, Why It's Hard to Think Straight About Animals. And it's headlined here, at least, Fido's No Doctor, and sort of an interesting essay exploring the contention on the one hand that having companion animals in our homes, makes us healthier, and citing studies that support that. And at the same time, Professor Herzog notes that there's perhaps an equal, if not larger, number of studies that say either there's no positive effect, or in some cases may have had detrimental effects. So, I'm guessing if you're listening to the show, you're probably in the pro-animal camp. But anyways, interesting reading. If you didn't see it, again, Hal Herzog, today's St. Pete's time, but probably online from the New York Times, I think, 2 or 3 days ago. And today is not only the first day that Talking Animals goes weekly and hour long, it's also National Bird Day, perhaps coincidental. It's a day for bird watchers and bird lovers to celebrate the beauty of wild birds and also to educate others about the plight of birds, both in captivity and in the wild. More details about National Bird Day are available at nationalbirdday.com. Finishing up sort of in the with the home court advantage, I guess, I want to remind you about the forthcoming Talking Animals Festival that's going to be held April 3rd at Lowry Park, Banshell area, adjacent to the zoo. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's going to be bands playing animal songs, vendors and tablers, speakers, all kinds of great vegetarian and vegan food, contests, exhibitions, raffles, silent auction, and more. So if you'd like to be involved, there are applications to table or be a vendor, which can be downloaded at talkinganimals.net. Just click on the festival page, upper right-hand corner, and those are also available to be downloaded at WMNF.org. Sort of at the top, there's a little link that says get involved with Talking Animals Festival. So, also, if you'd like to be a sponsor, food vendor, volunteer, or otherwise have inquiries about the Talking Animals Festival, please email talkinganimals@WMNF.org. All right, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Bill Burr with a piece I'm calling Pitbull on today's Comedy Corner on Talking Animals.
So I got a dog recently. That's a big thing in my life. I went down to the pound and I got a free dog. That's how I say it. I don't say I rescued a dog. All right, it's obnoxious and it's not true. Sick of people doing that. She's a rescue. Yeah, I rescued her. Really? Did you pull her out of a burning building? Did you jump in a river with your wingtips still on, with no concern for your own safety? Or did you just go down to the pound to get a free dog? Stop acting like you had to take out a couple of guards, crawling on your elbows, using hand signals. Dude, you ever go down to the pound, they're just giving the dogs away. They don't even do a background check. They're just like, you want a man? Get out of here. Who's next? So, my girlfriend actually, to be honest with you, got the dog while I was traveling. I was in a different state. My girlfriend got us a dog, right? Classic female move, you know? That's just a 10 to 15 year commitment. Why would you include me in that decision? So, we're Skyping. I go, well, let me see the dog. I thought she got some little cute little chihuahua or something. She pans around, and I'm looking at, like this hellhound. Yeah, I'm, like, freaking out. Like, is that a pit bull? Please tell me you didn't get a pit bull. She's like, it's not a pit bull. They said it was a mix. Mixed with what? Another pit bull? Look at that thing. Oh, it was brutal. Should have seen it. Looked like I've been doing pull-ups its entire life. Front paws were still taped up, and shadow boxing. Teardrop tattoo. It's a pit bull. But here's the funny thing. I fell in love with the dog. I know a lot of people don't like pit bulls because they ate a couple of guys. I get it. It's been some issues. But you owe it to yourself at some point in your life to walk down the street with a pit bull. I'm telling you, people just get out of the way. It's awesome. 3-4 blocks away, they see me coming, they just start crossing the street. I love it. My whole life, I've looked like Ron Howard. Okay? I've been mugged repeatedly. But the second they see that four-legged P90X body coming down the street, oh, yeah. It's the greatest dog you could ever have. Having a pit bull, it's like having a gun you can pet. It's tremendous. I'm out of time. You guys are a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
All right. That was Bill Burr with a piece I'm calling Pitbull. Taken from his latest appearance on The David Letterman Show. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts of past Talking Animals programs. We also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page. Like us already, will you? And our Twitter page, please follow us. Plus, there's a place to subscribe to our email newsletter so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests, program news, and more. That's all found at talkinganimals.net. It's nearly time to speak with today's guest, Jason Reibel, so let me quickly outline a few important details about him. As I touched on a moment ago, he's the author of the new book, Fear of the Animal Planet, The Hidden History of Animal Resistance, in which he explores the world of captive and performing animals, examining their escapes and attacks on their trainers, handlers, and others. For instance, looking at tragedies like the orca Tilikum drowning her trainer at Orlando SeaWorld, the incident where that Siberian tiger leaped over the fence at the San Francisco Zoo and mauled three visitors who had been tormenting her, and circus elephants who trample, gore, or otherwise attack their trainers, often leaving other humans nearby completely unharmed as they focus their fury on those trainers. We're having this conversation with Jason Reibel, not coincidentally, on the day that Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus opens its Tampa engagement. The chief premise of Reibel's book is that when these performing or otherwise captive animals escape or attack, they are acting with considered intent, asserting their own desires for freedom, or in some cases revenge. So with a reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome Jason Reibel to Talking Animals. Jason, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.